Last week, the title of the talk was Action Figures. And a lot of people, you know, some of you weren't here for it. So what it was a play on words, kind of. One is that our actions actually do matter. They do figure. They do count. And that we have to have healthy boundaries and actually take action sometimes to tell people, hey, you know, you've just crossed over into my boundary line. And you're trying to take over my life or do something to me that's affecting me. But it goes the other way, too, where a lot of times we cross over and try to tell somebody else what they need to do with their life. So that was one look at it, to say our actions actually figure. They also figure, though, because as we're moving in this world, one of the greatest quotes, it's not accounted to anybody, I should have stolen it last week, was your life may be the only Bible that anybody ever needs to read. And I thought how powerful that is, that really people are paying more attention to what we're doing than what we're saying. And so in that respect, action really does figure into what this whole world is doing. The other approach to it was also that we have superpowers within us. We are action figures. Everybody wants to be an action figure, or they admire the action figures, or they think, wouldn't that be cool to have superpowers? But the reality of it is, we do have superpowers. We do know that we have the ability to create stories and live inside stories, and the story will be perfectly cast with the right characters. Even, and I said the other day in class, the right soundtrack. Like, do you remember when you were younger, and, well, some of you are, but a lot of us remember, when the first time somebody ever, you know, broke up with us or whatever in high school, and we actually, every song we heard was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're playing this song. And all the songs back then were about being hurt all the time. You know, it was constantly going on. It was like, I can't listen to that song. Oh my God, I can't believe they're playing that song. But we found ourselves wanting to listen to that song all the time. But as we move along in our journey, we'll notice that now we like to listen to more positive and upbeat songs, or we can listen to the song without it meaning something to us. Okay, but as long as there's a story attached to it, we actually have a soundtrack running in our lives. Isn't that amazing? So you can actually go through your life and say, these were my favorite stories and movies at that time, and these are my favorite stories and movies at this time, and these are my favorite stories and movies at this time, and these are the soundtracks that go with it. That's pretty amazing. So when we become reflective, when we start looking at our own lives, we start to see it as, well, why was that? Why was it that when I thought and felt this way about myself, that I all of a sudden was drawn to and seemed to draw to me experiences? So as the women's movement moved along, we had I Am Woman in all these different songs about women empowering themselves. Now we have just in general songs about people finding their wings and being empowered. And that's because we're starting to learn that we are more than meets the eye. We actually do have within us incredible power to change and heal ourselves in our world, depending on what story we're living in. That behind all of this illusion, there is pure creative energy that's working through us all the time. And I love the quote about, when you look at a painting, you're actually looking at an optical illusion. It's magic. You're saying, okay, that's a bowl of fruit. But then when you get close to what you thought was a bowl of fruit, you realize, that's a glob of oil and another glob of oil and another glob of oil, and it's not at all what I thought it was. It's really made up of this. And I think as we move through the world, we also buy into the illusion that what we're seeing is real, as opposed to understanding it's made up of bits and particles of stories that people have painted. And we're one of the artists. We begin to have X-ray vision, the power we've always had, we're starting to enact it and use it when we can see what is behind the cause of what is going on in the illusion. What is behind the cause? What is that? Right behind that illusion, there is a cause, and beyond that cause, there is actually a creative energy that's flowing through the cause and creating the picture I'm seeing right now. That's called my life, my world. And we begin to use it and dance between it. Now, as we're on our journey, when something happens, we don't say, or we might for a short amount of time say, look what they're doing to me, or look what they did to this other person. We start to say, what story am I living in, and what thoughts and beliefs do I have that are actually the cause of what's being projected? And I can keep getting mad and fighting with the projection, or I can go behind the scenes, behind the projector, and say, oh my gosh, there's nothing back here. There's nothing back here. That's not really going on. I have to deal with it because it seems to be in front of me, but what it's really calling me to do is to see beyond it and put on another movie with a different soundtrack and a different cast of characters. And every time we shift up who we are, who we believe we are, our own I am, as I'm walking through the world, I'm the one who's unemployed. I'm the one who's living in a bad job market. I'm the one who, no matter what I do, they have everything and I have nothing. As long as I'm that person, I will be living in that story. And that's exactly what will come about. But we have the ability to see beyond our stories of limitation and lack and change them up. And every time our I am changes, everything out here begins to change. Even if we tweak the story just a little bit. I said on one of the Sundays that the problem with our stories is we're not going back far enough. We're going to the beginning of the physical world instead of our own beginning, which has really no beginning, our mystical world. Who we and what we really are that's moving through here. So every time we encounter somebody, we are living and dealing with an optical illusion. Most of us say, oh, that's that person, and we can describe the person, and we'll talk about all their physical traits, and then we'll make up a story about the little bit of what we heard about them or know about them, and then we start approaching that person and thinking about that person all the time in that way. But when we use our X-ray vision, we peer beyond the stories and the physical being that's in front of us, and we say, powered by pure creative energy, powered by eternal life, that this is just an optical illusion. And if I got really, really close, like I did to that painting, only this time what I'm going to take with me is the most powerful microscope that's been made so far. And I go peering at this person, and I go looking at their finger, because that's not going to work. I can't take the whole person. I just have to take the smallest part of that person, just the tip of their finger. And what I'll find is pure creative energy. Just moving around. Just moving. No color, no race, no sex, no country. Just pure energy. And then if I decide, well, I'm going to go see what, you know, this looks like under the powerful microscope, and I go looking, it's not something static. It's pure energy, a pure intelligence holding everything together. And if I go look at this and that and this, it's all the same stuff. Our X-ray vision says it's all the same. It's all the same paint. But we use it differently and we believe the illusion. And therefore, we feel sorry for that one and jealous of that one. And we know we could never be like that one. Until we understand we're just manipulating the same energy all the time. We have X-ray vision now. We discovered it. We've peered through and reflected on some of our own situations and saw that we couldn't afford certain thoughts. And we stepped up the thought to another level. And we saw things begin to change. And when we encounter people that are caught in a thought, in a story that isn't serving them, we should not try to go fix them. We should instead suggest, very offhandedly, a different story. I remember Joe was saying once that his daughter said, "I'm putting my house on the market. It's a terrible market. I'll never sell my house." He said, "Or it could go really easily." And it did. Just by injecting another possibility in a conversation, like instead of, "Oh, you're right, it's terrible. I know somebody who had their house on the market for a year and they still couldn't sell it. And then they didn't get anything for it and they were upside down in the house." You could give that story because that is one of the stories. But the most loving thing we can do is to change up our own stories. Just take it up a notch and see what happens. Increase our ability to use our X-ray vision. John said when I walked, he goes, "I have no idea what X-ray vision is going to be about today." But his music always moves us there. It always takes us to dancing with nature, dancing with spirit, remembering how lightly we actually touch this world, even though everything seems so heavy and solid here, reminding us that it's malleable, that we are action figures. How often do you think of something or someone and then immediately you run into them? That's never happened to you, has it? Or you turn on the TV or the radio and there is that song. There is that movie you were just talking about. I was one time, you know, I shared this with some of you, but we were watching, actually we were in the kitchen talking about somebody that his company had just hired named Chad. And I said, "Gosh, I don't know anybody named Chad except Chad and Jeremy," which was a singing duo, which some of you remember, but many do not, okay, because they really weren't that big, okay. But he said, "Well, I always think of Hanging Chad." Well, since I'm not a political person, I thought, what is that? I didn't know what he was talking about. But we walked into the other room, and I like to watch all the old TV shows, and it was in the morning, and I turned on the TV, and Dick Van Dyke was on, and their special guests that day were Chad and Jeremy. That is just one of the synchronicities. That is just one of the ways with X-ray vision we say, when I focus my attention on something, I actually bring it in. And what I'm bringing in, it will work with anything I give it. But on little things, like if I said, "I'm going to make Chad and Jeremy show up on that show," that is never going to happen because I've now attached myself to it. But when I just have a thought about something, it just follows the thought. And as long as I'm not saying that's absolutely impossible, as long as I'm not saying here's the time frame it has to happen in, this is how it has to happen, and on the little things, that's how we do it, and that's why the people show up. But then we go, oh, but this thing about money is a big thing. And now that's our story. It can't change. It's a really big thing. We made it very dense and impossible to get through it because we're action figures. So I talked about this last week, and we talked about it on Tuesday. And on Wednesday morning, I think it was Wednesday, I turned on the TV, and on one of the morning shows, it was a show about a man who does animation, and he does Kung Fu Panda, which happened to be on yesterday also, something I mentioned. So, you know, gosh, he does Kung Fu Panda. And he has a little four-year-old, and he's made his four-year-old into an action figure. Did anybody see that? It's incredible, because he knows how to work with and manipulate the film and everything, and he's able to actually show the little kid walking out the front door with a backpack, but then he falls through the sky, and the father says, "You forgot your lunch." Because the kid just thought, isn't that so cool? I'm an action figure. If the kid just throws something casually, the whole room explodes. You know, so he enjoys seeing the book, and he enjoys seeing the animation that his father created. But we're just talking about action figures, and then that's what's on TV. The reason we're so fascinated by action figures is because it resonates with who and what we really are. It resonates. We're so fascinated by Harry Potter thinking he was a victim of his original inherited family after his parents died, to finding out that he had incredible powers within him, and he had to learn how to acknowledge them and manage them. Why do so many people love that story? Because it's our story. We have incredible powers within us that first need to be recognized and managed. Pure loving energy coming through. But we have to be able to see through the illusion and get to the cause, and then keep looking to the pure creative energy that works through the cause and creates our effects. And all we really need to do is cozy up to our true nature, not the illusion, not the optical, but remembering just because we were fitted with eyes that can't see the pure creative energy, the movement, doesn't mean it's not there. Thank you very much.